Hey there, welcome back. Today, we're going deep into a topic that's not just about, ticking boxes. It's about building a culture of safety. Health and safety compliance audits in South Africa. We're going to go like beyond the surface level here. Mm-hmm. Explore how these audits really make workplaces safer in this unique context. So whether you are, prepping for a meeting or just curious about South Africa, you're about to discover how these audits go, way beyond just checking the basics.
What's fascinating about South Africa's approach is how they've woven worker safety into the very fabric of their laws. We're talking about the Occupational Health and Safety Act of 1993, often called OHSA, which mandates regular safety audits. But here's the thing. It's not just about blindly following rules. This act cleverly blends local regulations with global best practices, creating a framework that's thorough, yet adaptable to different industries and workplaces.
So we've got this act in place, mandating audits, but what's the real impact beyond simply meeting requirements? Is it truly making a difference?
Absolutely. Think of these compliance audits as proactive safety measures, almost like having a safety net before you even need it. They go beyond simply reacting to accidents. They help prevent them in the first place. A key way they do this is through in-depth risk assessments and vulnerability analysis. It's like an X-ray, revealing hidden dangers that could easily be missed in day-to-day operations. And this is particularly important in South Africa, where certain industries like mining have historically faced significant safety challenges.
That's a great point. So it's like having a fresh set of eyes, specifically trained to spot potential problems before they become major incidents, right?
Precisely. Let's say you have a manufacturing plant in South Africa. The audit might reveal that a specific type of machinery has a higher than average rate of near-miss incidents. This insight prompts the company to investigate further, leading to the discovery of a faulty safety mechanism on the machine. They can then fix the issue before it escalates into a serious accident. This is just one example of how audits can proactively mitigate risks.
Wow, that really brings it to life. So it's not just about finding existing problems, it's about anticipating and preventing future ones. This moves us from a reactive to a proactive safety mindset. But how does all of this translate into actual risk management?
This is where compliance monitoring through audits comes into play. By systematically evaluating workplaces, these audits allow companies to identify and assess potential risks before they become accidents. This allows for targeted interventions and ensures resources are used efficiently, focusing on high-risk areas. Imagine a construction site in South Africa. During an audit, it's discovered that safety harnesses used by workers on scaffolding aren't being inspected regularly as required by the OHSA. The company, prompted by the audit findings, implements a stricter inspection regime and provides additional training on harness safety. This targeted intervention directly addresses the identified risk, reducing the likelihood of falls from height.
It seems these audits not only uncover potential hazards, but also provide a roadmap for companies to address them in a structured and proactive manner. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But we know South Africa places a strong emphasis on documentation. How did these audits play into that?
You've hit on a crucial point. Remember, we're talking about South Africa, where comprehensive record keeping is not just good practice, it's often a legal requirement. Regular audits and the detailed reports they generate provide concrete evidence that companies are meeting those OHSA requirements and adhering to industry standards. For instance, imagine a company in South Africa is being investigated after a workplace incident. If they can demonstrate a consistent history of thorough safety audits and documented efforts to address any issues found, it shows a commitment to safety and compliance. This can be crucial in legal proceedings, potentially mitigating liability.
So it's not just about being safe, it's about having the proof to back it up. It acts as a legal safeguard, right?
Exactly. This documentation becomes your safety shield. You're not just creating a safer workplace. You're demonstrating due diligence and a commitment to meeting those legal obligations. That's why the South African model is so powerful. It combines proactive safety with the documentation needed to prove it.
Okay, we've established the importance of these audits. Mm. But how does a company in South Africa actually get started? What are the practical first steps in putting together an effective audit program?
It all starts with a plan. A well-defined health and safety audit strategy. This strategy outlines the scope, frequency, and methodology of the audits. We're not talking about a once-a-year checkup here. In South Africa, they take a much more proactive approach.
So it's about creating a continuous cycle of assessment and improvement, right?
Exactly. Think about it like this. You have your comprehensive audits, which are like deep dives into all aspects of safety. These might happen quarterly, allowing for a thorough review of all systems and procedures. Then you have your more focused risk assessments, perhaps monthly, targeting specific high-risk areas or activities. And, of course, you have follow-up audits to ensure that any corrective actions identified in previous audits have been effectively implemented. This creates a dynamic system that constantly evolves and adapts to the changing needs of the workplace.
This reminds me of a conversation I had with a safety manager at a large mining company in South Africa. He told me that after they implemented a regular audit schedule, they saw a significant decrease in lost time injuries. It wasn't just about finding problems. It was about creating a culture of continuous improvement.
That's a great example. And this brings us to another crucial aspect of successful audit programs, collaboration. These audits are not a solo mission. You need a diverse group of people involved to get a comprehensive picture of the workplace.
So we're talking about a team effort.
Absolutely. You want representation from different departments, operations, maintenance, HR, to get a holistic view of safety practices. Workers themselves are also vital members of the audit team. They bring invaluable firsthand knowledge of potential hazards and work practices. And of course, management needs to be actively involved in overseeing the whole process, ensuring that safety is a priority from the top down.
I imagine involving workers in the audit process also helps foster a sense of ownership and accountability when it comes to safety.
Precisely. It sends a powerful message that everyone has a stake in creating a safe workplace. But it's not just about having the right people. It's also about having the right tools. Documentation plays a critical role in the effectiveness of these audits.
So it's not just about doing the audits. It's about documenting everything meticulously. What kind of documentation are we talking about?
Think standardized checklists for risk assessments, detailed reports outlining all findings, and action plans for addressing any identified issues. And it's not enough to just document the problem. You need to document the solution and its effectiveness. For instance, imagine an audit uncovers a lack of proper signage in a hazardous area. The company rectifies the issue by installing clear warning signs and then documents this action, including photos of the new signage. During a follow-up audit, the auditor can verify that the corrective action was taken and assess its effectiveness in improving safety. This level of detail creates a comprehensive safety record.
This is where the South African approach really shines. They're not just identifying hazards. They're creating a system to track, manage, and ultimately eliminate those hazards. But with such a thorough approach, what are some of the specific areas that these audits focus on?
South African audits cast a wide net, covering a broad spectrum of safety elements. One key area is physical infrastructure compliance. This involves scrutinizing the building itself, its structural integrity, maintenance records, and emergency systems to ensure it meets safety standards. They also look at security measures to protect against external threats. For example, in a factory setting, auditors might check the fire suppression system, emergency exits, and the structural soundness of the building itself. They'll also assess security measures like access control systems and perimeter fencing.
So they're literally assessing the foundation of the workplace before even looking at the work being done within it. It's a holistic approach.
Exactly. But it doesn't stop there. Auditors also delve into operational safety compliance. This means assessing the risks associated with machinery, ensuring personal protective equipment, PPE, is being used correctly, and reviewing procedures for handling hazardous materials. Think about a mining operation in South Africa. Auditors might check the condition of heavy machinery, ensure workers are using appropriate respiratory protection when working with dust, and review procedures for handling explosives. This focus on operational safety is critical in industries with inherently hazardous activities.
It seems they're leaving no stone unturned, tailoring the audit to the specific industry and potential risks involved.
Absolutely. They also scrutinize health and hygiene standards,
going
beyond just physical safety. This means checking sanitation practices, making sure first aid facilities are adequately stocked and accessible, and even conducting assessments for occupational health risks in an office environment, for example. They might look at ergonomic setups to prevent repetitive strain injuries, assess ventilation systems to ensure good air quality, and check for potential exposure to harmful substances like cleaning chemicals.
Wow, they're thinking of everything.
Yeah.
So it's about the building,
the
work being done, and the overall well-being of the people within the workplace.
That's right. And one final but vital area they examine is training and compliance awareness. They review records of safety training, evaluate emergency procedures, and assess how effectively companies communicate potential hazards to employees. This is crucial to ensuring that everyone understands the safety protocols and their role in maintaining a safe work environment. Imagine a chemical processing plant. Auditors might check if workers have received adequate training on handling hazardous substances, review the emergency evacuation plan, and assess how the company communicates safety information to its employees. perhaps through regular safety meetings or internal communication channels.
It sounds incredibly thorough. They're covering all the bases, from the physical structure to the knowledge and preparedness of the individuals within it. It's impressive.
Yeah.
But how do companies ensure they're getting the most out of these audits, not just going through the motions? How do they create a genuine culture of safety?
That's where the real magic happens. It's not just about compliance. It's about fostering a culture where safety is truly valued and embraced by everyone.
Okay, so how do companies move beyond simply ticking boxes to truly embedding safety into their workplace culture?
One of the most effective strategies is to actively involve employees in the audit process. Don't keep the findings locked away in a file cabinet. Share them with employees. Encourage them to provide feedback on safety assessments. And recognize and reward individuals or teams who demonstrate a commitment to safety.
It's about empowering employees to be active participants.
Yeah.
In their own safety, right?
Exactly. When employees feel like they have a voice and that their input is valued, they're more likely to be engaged and proactive about safety. But it doesn't stop there. It's also crucial to view audits as a springboard for continuous improvement.
So it's not just a snapshot in time. It's an ongoing process.
Precisely. Companies should set clear goals for improvement based on audit findings, track progress using specific indicators, and be willing to adapt procedures based on new information or changing risks. For example, if an audit reveals that a particular type of incident is recurring, the company might conduct a root cause analysis to understand the underlying factors contributing to the incidents. This could lead to changes in training programs, equipment modifications, or revised work procedures to address the root cause and prevent future occurrences.
So it's about using these audits to constantly evolve and improve safety practices. But we know that safety doesn't come cheap. What about the resources needed to support this ongoing commitment to safety?
You're absolutely right. Investing in safety is not an expense. It's a commitment to protecting your most valuable asset, your people. Companies need to allocate adequate resources to support their safety programs. And that includes not just funding, but also dedicated personnel, training programs, and the right equipment. For example, providing workers with high-quality PPE is a crucial investment. It might seem like an upfront cost, but it can prevent far more costly injuries and lost productivity down the line. Similarly, investing in comprehensive safety training programs ensures that employees have the knowledge and skills to work safely and identify potential hazards.
It seems like it's about shifting the mindset from viewing safety as a cost center to seeing it as an integral part of the business's success, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. When safety is viewed as a core value, not just a compliance requirement, it becomes woven into the fabric of the organization. But how can companies measure the effectiveness of their safety efforts? How do they know if all of this is actually making a difference?
That's a great question. What are some of the key indicators that companies should be tracking to assess the impact of their safety programs?
There are several key performance indicators, KPIs, that can provide valuable insights. One of the most obvious is a reduction in accident rates. If you're seeing fewer incidents after implementing a robust safety program, that's a strong sign that your efforts are paying off. But it goes beyond just the numbers. An increase in near-miss reporting is another positive indicator. It suggests that employees are more aware of potential hazards and feel comfortable reporting them, which allows for early intervention and prevents those near misses from escalating into actual accidents.
So it's not just about fewer accidents. It's about creating a culture where potential problems are identified and addressed proactively.
Precisely. Improved scores on subsequent audits are also a good sign. It shows that the company is learning from past audits, implementing corrective actions effectively, and continuously improving their safety practices. And, of course, a decrease in workers' compensation claims is another tangible indicator of a successful safety program.
These KPIs provide a clear and measurable way to track progress and demonstrate the return on investment in safety. It's really about creating a win-win situation, a safer work environment for employees, and a more productive and efficient operation for the company. So as we wrap up our deep dive into health and safety compliance audits in South Africa, what's the key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that safety is not a destination. It's a journey. It's an ongoing process of assessment, improvement, and collaboration, the South African model, with its emphasis on proactivity, documentation, and employee involvement, offers a compelling example of how to embed a culture of safety into the very fabric of a workplace.
It's been fascinating to explore how these audits go beyond simple compliance to create a safer and healthier environment for everyone. And while the specific regulations and context might differ, the underlying principles of proactive risk management, continuous improvement, and employee engagement are universal. So no matter where you are in the world, whether you're in a bustling factory in Johannesburg or a high-rise office in New York City, these principles can help you create a workplace where safety is truly a priority. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of South African workplace safety. Until next time, stay curious.